This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. GAP CEO shows how to lead with vision and win. Lead with the goal, then earn the story. What happened? GAP CEO recently made a public case for the brand's comeback by linking cultural relevance to specific business targets. Rather than offering vague optimism about the brand's future, the CEO paired talk of cultural momentum with hard numbers and defined goals. It was a deliberate choice to anchor a narrative about identity and feeling to something measurable and real. The communication angle. Here is the lesson: when you lead with vision, you must immediately hand the audience something concrete to hold. Otherwise, vision is just noise. Most executives get this backwards. They announce a strategy, pile on their aspirational language, and leave the audience floating in a fog of good intentions. We're committed to excellence. We're building for the future. These statements mean nothing because they cost nothing to say. Anyone can say them. The GAP CEO avoided this trap by connecting the brand's cultural story directly to specific turnaround goals. That connection is the whole game. This works for one simple reason: specifics create accountability, and accountability creates trust. When you say, "We want to be culturally relevant again," people nod and move on. When you say, "We want to be culturally relevant, and here is what that looks like in revenue and market performance," you've made a promise. Audiences respond differently to promises than to wishes. Promises invite scrutiny, and inviting scrutiny signals confidence. The second technique worth noting is sequencing. The CEO did not lead with the numbers and then explain the culture play. The emotion came first. Culture. Identity. Feeling. Then the numbers landed as confirmation, not as the cold corporate disclaimer that usually follows an exciting speech. That order matters enormously. You earn the data by first making people care. Data delivered to a disengaged audience disappears. Data delivered after genuine engagement sticks. This is a transferable skill for anyone who presents, pitches, or leads a team. You are not choosing between telling a compelling story and making a clear argument. You are sequencing them. Story opens the door. Specifics close the deal. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on structure and sequencing gives you a framework for deciding what order to deliver your message so that each piece of information earns the next one. Most people think structure is about organization. It is actually about permission. You have to earn your audience's permission to care about what you say next, and the GAP CEO's approach is a clean, public example of how to do that at scale. The takeaway. Before your next presentation or leadership update, write down your single most important measurable goal and place it in the final third of your opening statement, not at the end of your talk. Lead with the human reason it matters: the team, the customer, the mission. Then state the number or target as its direct consequence. That sequence transforms a data point into a declaration. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.